Lamed Zayin Pasuk Aleph. Here we go. Shmoa Melech Chizkiyahu VaYikras Begadav. We said last time we're talking about the whole story with Chizkiyahu and Sennacherib. We said that what was happening with Sennacherib was Sennacherib sent his guy Rav Shokei, who is the he was an old Jew. Parak Lamed Zayin Pasuk Aleph. He sent him Rav Shokei. Rav Shokei was an apostate of a Jew. He had gone off the derech. Some even say, it's brought down in the Medrash that one of Chizkiyahu's children, it was Menashe, and another child was Rav Shokei. So it seems like Rav Shokei died when he was a little kid, but it's possible somehow Rav Shokei was related to Chizkiyahu in some way. Either way, Rav Shokei was blasting the Jews, blasting God, telling them they had nothing to rely on, right? And that Sennacherib was going to take over everything and he was going to win. After the king Chizkiyahu heard that, he tore his clothing, he wore sackcloth. And he came to the base of Mikdash. He then sent Oyakim, who was in charge of the house, and Shevna Hasofer, and also the Ziknei Akwanim, that were wearing sackcloth to Yishai ben Amos HaNavi. Now notice, by the way, Shevna, remember Shevna? This is not the Shevna that fought against Chizkiyahu and eventually was killed by Sennacherib. This is not the same Shevna. This is Shevna, this scribe, a different person, right? And also the Ziknei Akwanim, he sent them over to Yishai ben Amos, meaning this is why it didn't say for Yishai. Did you get that one? And they sent him a puzzle gimel. Today is a day of pain, of musr, blasphemy. That's what today is. Because the children have reached the birth stool, but there is no power, no koach to be able to give birth. Remember, two babies ago, my wife was sitting there, and she was absolutely exhausted. I don't remember what happened, but she just absolutely exhausted. She was sitting there on the birthing stool. She said, I just can't do it. I can't push. And it was very scary. Because when you're on the birthing stool and you can't push, if you can't find any strength to push, they have to do surgery. Because the baby can die because he's not getting any air, right? You have to do it. You have to somehow find the strength to be able to do it. So that's what they're saying. We're sitting right there. It's a very, very scary time. Thank God everything was okay at the end. Pasuk Dalet. Ulai Yishma Shama Lekachas Dibri Rav Shokei. Maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu heard the words of Rav Shokei, Asher Shalachom Melech Ashur Adunav, that the king of Assyria, his master, sent him Lechor Velokim Chai to degrade, to make fun of the living God. And he reproved and he destroyed with words that maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu has heard that. Therefore, offer a prayer for the people that are left. In other words, if Hashem heard the words of Rav Shokei, there's no way he's going to let this blasphemy go unheeded. There's no way that he's going to allow it to go and not do anything to Rav Shokei and Sennacherib because of it. It's not going to happen. It has to be that something. This is the best time to daven. The best time to daven is right after Rav Shokei just made fun of God in front of all the people. Now we should daven for salvation. You got to say to your master, call Hashem. This is what Hashem says. Out here, don't be afraid from the words that you heard. That the young men, the young lads of the king of Assyria, that's obviously degrading them. That they cursed me out with. He didn't know some ruach. I am going to give him a wind, meaning a rumor is going to happen. V'shamashmo, he's going to hear the news. V'shavalaso, return to his land. V'paltu bakar barso, and then I'm going to destroy him with the sword in his land. So don't worry about Sennacherib. Okay, Sennacherib, you have nothing to worry about. There will be news. He's going to go run to Kush for a little bit to go take care of, some type of whatever, something that's happening over there. He's going to try to come back, and by that time, his army is going to be killed, and then he's going to run back to Ashur, and he's going to be killed there by his own children. Rav Shokei turned back, and he found that the king of Assyria, Nilkom al-Livna, for some reason, went over to Lachish, right, the area of Livna, right? He found him in battle right over there. So he's like, he heard that he had traveled away from Lachish. He heard about Tirhaka, the king of Kush, that the king of Kush is now fighting with you. And he heard, so Rav Shokei was now really upset. Rav Shokei is like, oh yeah, well my master is going to do this to you because my master is so great, right? And then he goes back and his master isn't even there. So he knows what that's going to mean. Chizkiyahu is going to be like, see, God saved us. So he's going to say. So Rav Shokei sent a message over, messengers to Chizkiyahu saying, this is what you should say to Chizkiyahu, the king of Yehuda, Lamor. Do not let your God God seduce you, Asher Tapoteach, but that you trust in him. Lamor saying Lutinas Yerushalayim Bi'am Melech Ashur, that Yerushalayim won't be given over to the hands of the king of Assyria. You know what the king of Assyria has done to all the other lands, and he's destroyed them. You think you're going to be saved? The gods of the other nations, right, that my fathers have destroyed, I don't understand that. Were they saved by their gods? Gozon, Charon, Retzav, Eden Asher, Bislosher, that is in Tolosser, right? Were they saved? Ayem Melech Hamas. Where is the king of Hamas? Melech Arpad, Melech Lo'ir, Sfarboyim, Heinavi, Iva. Where are all those gods? They were all destroyed. All those cities were destroyed. If they were destroyed, you're going to be destroyed as well. So don't trust in your God because you have nothing to trust. You think that? It's fine. Sancher went away for a little bit. He's coming back and then he's going to kill you. His daddy's so strong. He's going to get you. Doesn't get down. So Chizkiyahu took the scrolls from the messengers. When he read them, he immediately went to the base of Mikdash. And he spread out all these messages in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He saw immediately how Yeshaya's prophecies had immediately happened. Because listen, Rav Shakeh left Chizkiyah to go back to Sancheirib. As that happened, Chizkiyah sent a message to Yeshaya, got a message back from Yeshaya that said, don't worry, Sancheirib is not even here anymore. Then all of a sudden, Rav Shakeh sent a message, well, maybe he's not here now, but he'll be back here later. Okay? That's obviously, he saw it immediately. Okay? It's funny, because usually we see things like that, and then what do we say? What's our message when it comes to that? We're just like, oh, no, forget about it, God. I took care of it myself. Okay, you don't have to worry about it. I took care of it myself. It's not that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved you. But the text of Yisrael, Chizkiyahu Hashem Lemor, Chizkiyahu then davened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying, Hashem Tzvakos Elokei Yisrael. Yoshev HaKruvim sits upon the Kruvim. Atu Elokim Levad Kol Amam L'chol Sa'aretz. You are the only God for all the kings of the land. Atu Asisa Shemayim V'Sa'aretz. You have made the Shemayim and the Aretz. Okay, does anybody recognize this? Hatei Hashem Oznecho Shemapakach Hashem Einecho. Listen with your ears and listen. And turn HaKadosh Baruch Hu your ears and listen. Pekach Hashem Einecho Re'e. Yes. Open up your eyes and see. Ushmas kol. Can't be wrong with that. Ushmas kol divrei. Listen to all the words of Sancheirib that sent a message to degrade the living God. It is true, Hashem, that the kings of Assyria were able to destroy all those lands and all their people and everything. He allowed their gods to be burned in fire because they're not gods. They're only the handiwork of man, wood and stone, and therefore they were destroyed. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, now Hashem, save us from his hand. And then everybody will know that you are Hashem alone. It should be l'chvoidcha for your own honor. HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed to have him. Yishai ben Amoz tell Chizkiyahu leimor. Yishai ben Amoz sent to Chizkiyahu saying, remember, Yishai ben Amoz was related to Chizkiyahu. He was the, I don't remember, nephew or whatever it is, but Amoz and Amatzia were brothers. So Yishai was a little bit older probably, but so he was related to Chizkiyahu. Because you davened to me about Sancheirib, the king of Assyria, right, this is the word that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says about Sancheirib, Bozilacho, Lo'agilacho, Bisulas Basion, the Bisula of Basion, right, mocks you and scorns you. Acharecho, Rosh Heinia, Bas Yerushalayim. About you, the daughters of Yerushalayim, right, they shake their heads at you. In other words, this is the message about Sancheirib that Bnei Yisrael are not going to be hurt by Sancheirib. As Miche Rafti Vigrafta, right, who is the one that you degraded and knocked down? If Amiyari Mosi Kol, who did you lift your voice against? Batisim Rome Nefu, you put up your eyes. Al-Kadosh Yisrael, the Holy One of Israel, to God. Right, in the hands of your servants, you tried to degrade Hashem. Right, you said, with all of my chariots, I'm going to go up to the heavens. Harim Yarkisei Levanon, up to the mountains, to the edge of the Lebanon. The Echos Komatz Arazov, I'm going to knock down the tallest trees. Nivkar Baroshav, the best of the cypresses. V'avo Meroyim Kitzo Yarakar Milo. I'm going to come all the way to the height of its peaks, the prime forest, as if to say, I'm going to go up to the highest place. Now, what's the highest place?
Gan Eden.
Not the mountains, not Gan Eden. The Beit HaMikdash.
Oh.
That's what he's referring to. The highest trees, the biggest mountain, whatever it was. Obviously, not going to Lebanon if you're chopping down trees. He said, I am going to fight God. And I can never respond. You should know, I have a note in one of my notebooks regarding the, I don't remember if it was in Ragnarok, where it says that they fought against Hashem. right? The wording in the pasuk says they fought against Hashem.
So my daughter said to me,
"What?" No, it wasn't. She didn't say it to me in Noach. I don't remember when. But Devorah said to me, she was 7 years old. She said, "Daddy, how is it possible for someone to fight Hashem?" So I said, you know, that question is really asked. It's a good question, right? So she said to me, maybe by doing averos, they can go ahead and fight against Hashem. If you just do averos, meaning they purposely did a ton of averos, and that's how they fought against Hashem. I was like, all right, let's go into my notebook. Right. I have it down. Devorah Zimmerman, age 7. I don't remember, 7 or 8. I have it down in my notebook. That was her voice. And I think that's part of it over here. This is referring to Chizkio. I dug the Shasisi mine, and I drink the water. The Achriz Bekap Palmai, and I destroyed with my hands Kol Yorei Matzor, all the siege waters, right? This Chizkio, remember?
I'm sure it wasn't by Torah. Torah was...
I don't remember what the wording is. Maybe I write it. It was by Migdal. I just don't think it was Noach that divorced said it. I have to find my notebook. Okay, it'll be in my notebook eventually.
I'm thinking that Korach was a great tzaddik. He just happened to have made one.
Yeah, but the line is that, cause, you know, he went up against God. So I don't remember what exactly it was. Yeah, when he fought, that's why Moshe Rabbeinu had him killed. If he was just going up against Moshe, well, really, against Moshe Rabbeinu also, he'd have him killed, because you'd argue about the Nebuah as Moshe Rabbeinu, right? Regardless, Sancheiriv said, listen, you, Chizkio, you tried to stop me by closing off all the waters. Remember, that's what Chizkio did that was wrong. He said, you think you can stop me by closing up the waters? I'll dig my own waters. I can do anything I want, said Sancheiriv. I'll make my own waters wherever you are. Have you not heard what I did long ago? Oso Asisu, that which I did, may make Kenim all the way in the back days of your. That's my favorite, by the way, top five favorite words in the history of mankind. Your. Yeah. Right? And what I plan to do, now I'm bringing it about, and now I have laid waste fortress cities. I made them huge mountains of weeds. Their inhabitants, the ones, right, like the Kitzrayah that you could, like a sickle of a hand, I was able to knock it down and make them embarrassed. So you ate said it, they were like the grass of the field of Iraq Deshem, like the vegetables of the herbs. Chatzir gagais, like the grass on top of roofs, who shemos with nekama. Nothing was able to stand in front of me. Nothing was there. The shittuch of itzko boacho yadati v'itz ragzeh kolai. I was aware of your sitting, your coming, your going, and of your raging against me, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yan his ragezko alai, because you have angered me. V'shananko Allah, and your storming has come up the oznai into my ears, says Hashem. V'samti chati ba'apecho. Then I'm going to put my hook in your nose. You ever had a hook in your nose? Sancheiriv did. Umiski bisvosecho, I'm going to put my bit in your lips. I'm going to bring you right back to your place where you came from, and you're going to die there in Ashur. Says v'zelecho, here is the sign. This is interesting. Chizkiyahu asked specifically for a sign from Yeshaya that such a thing would happen. So Yeshaya told him the following. Here's the sign. Ready? Ocho Hashana Safiach. You will eat this year the aftergrowths. Uvashana Shenis Shokis. And in the second year, right, the vegetables. Uvashana Shlishis Zero Vikitru. In the third year, you are going to be able to plant and reap. Meaning to Grumim, you will have vegetables, you will have vineyards. The Ichlu Piryam, you will eat of their fruits. Okay? And this is the idea. Not only will you find sustenance this year and the next year, but you'll find it afterward as well. This was necessary, and this promise was big, because those years that this was happening was the Shemitah year and Yovel. So the next 2 years they had no food, they couldn't plant. The only way for them to have food was to have the aftergrowths and everything. Now, you think, during Shemitah, when you have a siege, what are you going to eat? You literally have no food. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises you'll have enough food, and that's my sign to you. You will know that it's true. Then I will tell you that the remnants of the Beis Yehuda, because remember, the people of Bnei Yisrael are all gone, they're going to remain Shorish Lamata, their roots below, a supreme amount of fruit above. Because from Yerushalayim there will be a remnant from Har Tzion, and the zeal of HaKadosh Baruch Hu will now allow this to happen. This is going to be the word of the miracles. It's going to go out and people are going to hear about it. They're going to be amazed by what was able to be done. Therefore Hashem says to the king of Assyria, you will not come to this city, you are not going to shoot a single arrow. That one shield will go out against you. Now one person will be allowed to pour out their, you know how they used to pour tar over the the walls, the people that were climbing up. Nobody will do the Vaderach Shabbat while Yeshuv. The road you came, that's how you're going to go back. You will not come to the city. I'm going to protect the city. No Shia. And I will save him for my sake and for David Amelech's sake, not for Chizkiah. Notice that? For my sake and for David Amelech's sake, not for Chizkiah. Beit Amelech Hashem and Amelech Hashem came out on that day. And he destroyed among the camp of Assyria 185,000 people. Some say 185,000 generals, which means this is one of the greatest armies of all time. They woke up in the morning and everybody was corpses. So who was that? Who was that?
Warriors.
Sanherib and his two sons, Nebuchadnezzar and Nebuzaradan. They were the only five survivors of all of this. That's it. And nothing's there.
Sleeping in the middle of a field of corpses.
Well, no, meaning they woke up and all 185,000 people were dead. Or generals were dead. When did this happen? What night was this? The night of
Hanukkah.
Dun 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 dun. Pesach. Happened on Pesach. Right? The night of Pesach. Well, that's what we say. We say it on the night of Pesach. On this night, the Lel Zed, we say it in Nirtza. Right? We do say it over there. And the booty was given all over to Chizkiah. They all had all the food and they got everything. So he traveled. He went. He sent Chizkiah Melech Ashur, went all the way back to the city called. Oh, do you remember that city? Maybe you do. He was bowing down by the house of Nisroch, his god. Adramelech and Sharetzer, his sons, killed him by the sword. Then they ran away to the land of Ararat. Remember Ararat? Har Ararat is where the Teva landed. And Esar Kadon, his other son, ruled after him. We all know what happened, right? Sancherev ran into the temple to pray. He offered in prayer his two sons as a tribute, right? And I'll kill both of my sons if you put the Jews in my hand. And the two sons heard that and said, no. And they both killed him right there at that moment. The reason why he offered his two sons is because he heard that Avraham Avinu was so great because he had offered his son as a korban to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he hadn't accepted. So Sancherev's line was, well, I'll do more than that. I'll take two of my sons. But it was a stupid idea. Anyway, that is that. In those days, now we don't know when exactly this happened. We talked about this at the end of the Malachim Beis. We don't know exactly when this happened, but in those days, Chizkiah at some point got sick and was dying. Yeshayah ben Amoz, Hanavi came up to him. Command your house and give them a will. You are going to die in Olam Hazi. You're not going to live in Olam Haba. Why would they be going to live in Olam Haba? Because he never got married, never had children, and because he didn't do Puru Revu, and he is not continuing the base of David HaMelech. Therefore, yes. Because you're not continuing the base of David HaMelech, the house of David HaMelech is going to be destroyed because of you. Therefore, you don't get any chelik in Olam Haba. That's the Yisrael Chizkiah. Right? Can you imagine this for a second? Let's say Chizkiah would have been like, oh, or just shrugged his shoulders and went back to sleep. He would have died, and there would no longer be a Mashiach from Beis Dov. Okay? Chizkiah would have died. But there wouldn't have been anyone, because Chizkiah had no other children. Yeah.
What about Chizkiah having brothers, cousins?
Now, you're right. There would have been an indirect line of Malchus Beis Dov. The Malchus Beis Dov would not survive, meaning the actual Malchus, which went son to son to son to son, would not have happened. Right? Remember, Amos killed all of his other sons to Molech. The only son that survived was Chizkiah because he had the salamander blood that was rubbed all over his skin. So that makes it a little bit different, right? So either way, that's that. Why did Chizkiah not get married? We all remember, right? He had Ruach HaKodesh that he was going to have
a terrible son.
It was Menashe.
He never got married or he never had children?
He never got married or had children. Okay? He never got married or had children. He was 39 years old at the time. But the reason why HaKadosh wanted Menashe to live is because he wanted Menashe to be a lesson for others. He wanted Menashe to be this evil person who eventually would do tshuva at the end of his life, and he would show the power of tshuva, what tshuva could do. There was a reason for Menashe being born, and that he should have realized. Chizkiah turned his face to the wall, and he davened to Hashem. Obviously, we know we mentioned the Gemara before. We'll just mention it very quickly. Chizkiah turned to Yeshaya, right, and said, right, is there no help? Is there nothing I can do? I can't daven and do tshuva, right? Why don't I take your daughter, and with the schus of your daughter, and the schus that I have from everything I've been able to do, maybe both of our schools together can go, and maybe I won't have such a bad son. So what did Yeshaya say? Yeshaya said, nope. So says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're going to die. He said, Ben Amos, Kali Nebuah, Sobat Seh. Ben Amos, finish your Nebuah and get out of here. Abba, this is what I learned from my grandfather's house. Even if the sharpest sword is on the neck of a person, you can't stop davening. And that's when he turned his face to the wall and he davened to Hashem. We learn from here, halacha is you should daven next to an area that is right by a wall. In other words, you should have nothing disturbing your davening. Like, for example, davening all the way in back, where you have people in front of you that are davening, they might be disturbed by, even if your Shemona Esrei is only about 37 seconds, it makes no difference. You should daven as close to the wall as possible, or someplace where you'll not be disturbed by people in front of you or on the side of you who are davening. If you have a guy in front of you who's a tremendous shaker, you know what I'm talking about by that. The guys who are like, and it's bothering you, get away from the guy. Move away from that guy. You don't want to be anywhere near there. But that's that. Others say it came from deep within the walls of his heart. Anyway, but Yomar. And he said, Oh no, Hashem, please God. Remember, I walked in front of you in truth and with a full heart. That's what Benechel sees, and I did what's good in your eyes. And he cried out loud. Yes, I had excuses. You know I had excuses, but I'm sorry. And he cried out loud, and remember what I did to you? I hid the Sefer Refuos. I know this is an unnatural sickness, but remember that I got rid of natural sickness remedies. Okay, and I did that so that people would daven to you. So for this unnatural sickness, let me daven to you so it should be healed. In the schus that I hid the Sefer HaRefuah so that people should daven to you. That's how Yidvar Hashem L'Yishayu Le'emor, the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to Yishayu saying, Halok V'Matzol Chizkiyahu, this is what you should go say to Chizkiyahu, Kol Hashem L'Kei David Yavkiyahu. Right, this is what Hashem, the God of David, said to your father, to the God of David, your father. Shamat Yisrael said, I heard your tefillah. I saw your tears. I'm going to add on 15 years. By the way, that was a very quick tefillah, wasn't it? How many words is that? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. 14 words. It's a very short tefillah. Either way, said it. He got added on 15 years. I'm going to save you from the king of Assyria. So this had to happen before some ceremony. And the city. I will protect this city. Here's the sign from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Again, Chizkiyahu asked Yeshaya for a sign. That God will do that which He spoke. I'm going to return the shadow of the sundial that went down 10 degrees by Achaz. When Achaz died, the sun set 10 hours early so that no one could give a hesped for Achaz. So the sun set 10 hours early. Those 10 hours will now be brought back. And here's the cool thing. You know what ended up happening? So it could be that the sun actually went backward. The sun was about to set, and it went backward 10 steps, and then went further. So people were just, I don't know, they probably thought they were tripping a little bit. You know? It's like, oh, that doesn't happen. But either way, but it went back.
Some people are probably confused when they're waiting to daven Marv, and all of a sudden it's like,
the hurrah, whoa. Right, and not only that, it's chakras. It's chakras.
That's either cool. Machine room and the copy machine.
Copy machine and Rebbe's room should be on there. Copy machine.
It's
under copy machine, yeah. So here we go. So it says over there, it's supposed to be, but that's another way of looking at it is that it was symbolic. It showed that Chizkiyahu was starting over again, right? That he was starting all over again, and that's what it was. There was a letter from Chizkiyahu, the king of Judah, when he got sick, and when he got better, for his whatever it was. So this is the letter that he wrote, okay? What did Chizkiyahu do? He wrote up a letter thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the illness, not only for the illness, but then the healing from the illness, and sent it out to all the kings of the entire world to show them what happened. I said, right, at the end of my days, I'm gone. The Shari Shalom at the gates of hell. I have lost the rest of my years. That's what I said to myself, that that's what's going to happen to me. Right? I said that, okay, I'm not going to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that I'm not going to see Olam Haba. Yob Eretz HaChayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the land of the living. Lo Abis, I will not see Adam Oid in Yoshech Odeo. I'm not going to see anybody else with among the people that are dwelling on the earth itself. I'm not going to be able to see it. Dor Etzel, in other words, there's three praises over here. Number one, I will never be able to praise God. I'll never be able to see the base of Mikdash again. And I'll never be able to say Hallel ever again. Those are the three praises. Doiri Nisa, right? Doiri Nisa Manigwa Mimi Ka Ohel Roi My home was moved, it was carried away from me like the tent of a shepherd. Right? I cut short my own life like a weaver cuts, you know, different things. And this illness is going to end me. From day to night, you will end my life. I sat until the morning. Boy, but as a lion, Hashem broke my bones from day to night. He thought that his end of his life was going to come. Pasuk Yudalit. Kesus Agur, right? Like the swift Kesus Agur, Kain Atap Seif. Like, I don't know what that means.
A crane and a swallow.
The crane of a swallow?
Crane and a swallow, so I check her.
Oh, like a crane. C-R-A-N-E.
That's so funny.
Like
I've got a swallow and a crane, so I chirp.
What is it? Like a crane and a swallow, so I chatter, and you have what?
A swallow and a crane, so I chirp.
Yeah,
so
that's really crazy, right? Okay. I would have thought Kisus is like a horse, but I guess not. Kisus Agur. Okay, like either one of those birds. Can't stop safe. That's how he moans. I mean, I don't know. Okay.
And it says, I moan like a pigeon.
Ega Kayona. I cried out loud like a dove, like a pigeon. Yeah, now it should be. Yona is a Torviona. Tor is a turtle dove. Right, Yona is a pigeon, should be. Really, it says dove? English. I trust you. Yalu and Elamarom, I lift up my voice and my eyes to God. Hashem, Oshkali Orveni. Hashem, grab me. Sweeten my lot. Ma Daber, what can I say? Omar Lee. He told me to walk up. Right? And he did what he could. I died the cultural side of Al Mar Napshi. Right? I shook off sleep over my bitterness. In other words, I stayed up even later, even though I was feeling sick and I felt disgusting or whatever it was. I shook it all off. Hashem, Alam Yechiu. Hashem, you are upon them and they live. You allowed me to live. You allowed me to have extra life. As for peace, everything was bitter. Right? I was totally bitter. But you wanted my soul to not die. Believe. Because you cast all my sins behind your back and you didn't allow me to die. Right? That's what ended up happening. So it says in Pasuk Yechad, Kilo Sheol Todeka, Sheol, the grave, or Gehenim, will not praise you. Mavet Yalaka, death will not praise you. Lo Yishabru Yor Devor Lamitapa. Those who go down to the grave will not hope for your truth. Chai, Chai, Hu Yodeka, the living, the living. He will thank you, Kamoni, like me, Hayom, of Levonim Yodiel Lamitapa. A father will tell his sons of your truth. They'll all tell over how I was going to die and yet I lived anyway. Hashem will save me and we'll sing. Then again, call you Mechayinu. We'll sing all the days of our life. I'll base Hashem in the base of Mikrash. And here's another sign to show everybody that he was really healed. Yeshaya said, bring a cake of figs and rub it on the boils and it'll get better. Now that makes no sense. Honey and sweet things normally do not heal boils. That makes no sense. But nonetheless, that's what it's going to be. What a wonder that I can go up to the base of Mikdash. And it could be that that was the actual sign that it was there. That was the sign that was given that he was going to be healed and everything was going to be okay.
Everything's going to be okay.
Yes.
It's just interesting because mine has a question mark.
Yeah.
What
Which
is
one?
The sign that I will ever be able to go
so
up to the temple of Hashem?
That's the Machlokas. Some say that it's what is the sign, and the sign was the fig cake. So it's sort of like out of order almost. Okay, either way, right after that, first he used Lamitas, right after his sickness, after he got healed. But you see, at that time, Shot Merodach Baladon ben Baladon. Okay, so Merodach Baladon, son of Baladon, Melech Bavel. You know, by the way, it's interesting. We learn from over here that there's such a thing as Yichus by non-Jews. Because normally it goes after the mother, it doesn't go after the father by non-Jews because you can't guarantee that that guy's the father. Right? But we see over here that they are known by a certain amount of Yichus. Merodach Baladon ben Baladon.
Why is there a double name here?
Just like Paro, Paro, Abimelech, Abimelech. Og, Og. There were people that
this
were
This is a little different.
Kings. What?
This is a little different.
Yeah, granted, but nonetheless, they did call it that way. King George, King Henry, King George I, King George II, Louis, him, basically. Louis.
Yeah.
Louis. Right. They would kill you for saying that. Just saying. Queen Elizabeth. Melabubble, Sparmu, Minchel, Chisgio. He sent over.
What?
Bunch of kings. Yeah. He sent over a book as well as a gift. Al Chisgio, Yishmak Yicholo. He heard that he had gotten sick, by Yakazok, and he had gotten better from his sickness. And remember, do you remember this whole thing? Wrote up Bladim and Bladim sent a letter over thanking Chisgio, but he realized that he wrote it badly. He thanked Chisgio first, he praised Chisgio, and then he praised God. So wait a second, I should have praised God first.
That's amazing that he noticed that.
Right? That he noticed. So the gift was he got three children that ruled the world. Nebuchadnezzar, Evil Merodach, and Belshazzar. However, others say that Nebuchadnezzar was the letter writer, and he's the one that realized it. Remember, that was all the way from back when, and that applies to Merodach.
And that's why Nebuchadnezzar had so much spoof over the Jews?
That's why Nebuchadnezzar, yeah.
I have to say, that's an amazing mile to realize something, for a non-Jew especially.
We're going to see Nebuchadnezzar, when we go through Daniel, we're going to see Nebuchadnezzar Mamish believed in a Kaddish Baruch Hu. His songs were as great as David HaMelech. They would have been had he been able to continue singing. The Melech stopped them for that reason. But he was great.
You see throughout Daniel.
Yeah, he's an amazing person. Yeah, we'll see. Nebuchadnezzar is an amazing Baal Taiva. Amazing. And tremendous cops. We'll go into that. Vayishmak Aleinu Chizkiyo. Yes. Vayishmak Aleinu Chizkiyo. Chizkiyo rejoiced over the people that had come. Right? He rejoiced. He wanted to make a Sudas Hodah in front of the kings of Babel. Vayarmez Beis Nechoso. So he showed him all of his treasure house. As a testament, his office, the sum, as Shemin Atzeret, the silver, the gold, the besamim, all the good oils, as Kol Beis Kalev, and all the things that he had gotten, as Kosher, Nimsa, both swords, and everything in his treasury house, Loya, Dover, Shalor, Ram, Chizkiyo, Mez Beis, all of them shelter. There was not a single thing that Chizkiyo did not show him in his house and all of his rulership. Now, this is the crazy part. He even showed him his wife. And that turned out bad. The reason why he had a child named Menashe was because his wife saw one of the servants of the king of Merodach, Baladan, Ben Baladan, and had him in mind when she was together with Chizkiyo. Even though she was the daughter of Yeshaya, nonetheless, she saw a guy that she really liked, that thought was beautiful, and thought of his face when she was together with Chizkiyo, and the child that was then born was thus evil because of that thought that she had when being together with Chizkiyo. That's what Or HaChaim HaKadosh says. Not that we know of, but Or HaChaim HaKadosh says that's the reason why Menashe ended up being bad, even though there were two traits that even though were there. Now, the purpose of what Chizkiyo was doing is to show him that his kingdom was not just to fight them. It wasn't just a small little hamlet that was in the middle of nowhere. No, he had a kingdom, and look how many riches he has and everything like that, especially because he plundered all of Sennacherib's armies right after that, right? He also showed them the Beis HaMikdash. He even showed them the Kodesh HaKadosh, which obviously is absolutely absurd. You can't bring Goyim into the Beis HaMikdash, but nonetheless, he brought them in. Vayavu Yishayo HaNavi Yolam HaLech Chizkiyo, Yishayo HaNavi came to the king, because he over here, and he said to him, Ma'omro HaNashama Eileh, he said to his son-in-law, right? He said, what do these men say? Me'ayin Yavoh Eilecha, from where do they come to you? They came from a faraway land, from Babel. Eilai mi Babel. What did they see in your house? They saw everything in their house. There was not a single thing that I didn't show them among my oaths. No. The reason why Yeshai was asking this, he was a Navi. He already knew what he had shown them. Right? But the reason why Yeshai was asking this was trying to get Chizkiyo to say, you're right, I shouldn't have done this. He's trying to get him to say, oh, that was so wrong, I'm such an idiot, I shouldn't have done it. But he couldn't do it. Chizkiyo saw nothing wrong with it. So yeah, I was trying to show him that we're really, really great. I mean, what do I have to worry about the king of Babel, right? Do I ever have to worry about the king of Babel? That's what he was saying. Yeshaya said to Chizkiyo, Shema Dvar Hashem Tzvakos, listen to the word of Hashem Tzvakos. And young bum, there are going to be days that are coming soon. They will carry away everything in your house. Everything that your father stored in the house up until today, Babel, Lo Yivaser, will go to Babel. Lo Yivaser, Dover. Nothing will be left, Amar Hashem, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, some say from this passage that the Aron Kodesh was also brought to Babel. This is Lo Yivaser. There's nothing that will be left over, not even the Aron Kodesh was brought to. Even though the Aron Kodesh was going to be hidden by Yoshia, nonetheless, even it will be found and taken to Babel. Okay, that's that. But it for sure was not taken to Rome, and it definitely was not found in the Raiders of the Lost Ark. That you don't have to worry about. It's not in a storage house somewhere in America. From your children that come from you, I sure told you that you're going to give birth to Yikahu. They will take those children. They're going to be officers in the Hechal of the king of Babel. Remember, some of the future children of Chizkiyo, great-great-grandchildren, were Hanania, Mishael, Azariah, and Daniel. They were all taken into the house of the Beis HaMikdash, and they were made Srisim. They were made
Yehuda. They were all from Yehuda.
In the house. They were all from Yehuda, each one of them.
Daniel was made a unit?
Even Daniel. Yeah, unfortunately, all of them were made units. The Kashif, he really was a eunuch, and he wasn't able to have children, or if he still was able to have children. As it says, what happened to Hanania, Mishael, Azariah, and Daniel after, you know, all the Meisim? Some of the opinions said they went to Eretz Yisrael, and they had children. So meaning they weren't eunuchs. Okay? But others say they were Mamash Srisim. Whatever the word of Hashem is, it's good. Everything is good. It's all good. Even though it sounds bad, it's all good. I have nothing to worry about. At least there will be peace in all of my days. There will be shalom and emes in my days. And remember, Binyamin had a problem with this when we saw this malach. It sounds like he's being selfish. Well, at least I won't die. But the truth is, he was thanking God for that. It is. that's a thing. That means that it's not a guarantee. If my children don't do badly, it won't happen. That's the guarantee. It's not going to happen in my days, no matter what. So therefore, I'm mekabel b'din, and hopefully my children won't do badly, and it won't happen. That's what he said. Perek Mem. Nachamu, nachamu, ami yomar elokeichem. We all know that song, right? So be consoled, my people. Be consoled, says your God. You have sinned doubly. You sinned by transgressing the SRCD verse, which is written twice in the Torah. You sinned, and everything you've done twice. You've done two things wrong every single time. Not only that, you're going to have a geula. There will be a geula now from Babel. There's going to be another geula in the future from the future ghost that you're going to go into in Edom. That's going to be taken care of as well. So don't worry about it. It's going to be good. Dabra Levi Yerushalayim, Vikiru Eilel. Speak to the heart of Yerushalayim and call out to it, Kimon Tzvakal, because everything is filled up, and it can near Tzavonah, because its sins will now be appeased. Kilokom Yad Hashem Kiplai Kapol Hapsteh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will receive double from HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all the sins that happen inside there. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there is a time when it must end, and eventually the suffering is going to happen. There will be a suffering that will be there. There will be two more major exiles. One of Babel and one of Edom. And that's going to be a major one. Now granted, he's not including Yavan, because Yavan half all, they still have the second base of Mikdash. But there are going to be two others. Kol Korei Bamidbar, there is a voice that calls out in the desert, Panu Derech Hashem, clear out for the way of God. Yashu Barava, straight path through the wilderness. Mesila Elokeinu, a path straight to our Kadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, call out all the selfishness we have, get rid of the obstructions, and go straight back to our Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kol Gei Nasei, every valley will be elevated. Kol Harviki Vayishpalu, all mountains will be raised down. Vaya Akov Lemishor, all the crooked will become straight. Barachas Levegon, the cliffs will become plains. In other words, please change your attitude. May everything different. That which you've been haughty about, knock yourself down. And that which you've been humble about, knock yourself up. Right? Allow yourself to be different people in order to reveal everything. And obviously, the obvious shot is that it could be that in the times of Mashiach, when everything is going to come, the consolation will be there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will destroy the world, and everything will be different. It could be through earthquakes, it could be through volcanoes, it could be through tsunamis. Who knows? Maybe it's in a good way. Maybe it doesn't have to be through punishments as well. In that moment, the glory of God will shine through. And all the flesh together will see that the mouth of God has done everything. He has done good, he has done bad, and it's all really good. A voice comes out and says, call out! And the people and I will say, what should I call out? All flesh is like grass. All the chesed, all their good is like the growth of the field. May the grasses wither, may all the growth shrivel up. Because the Spirit of God is going to blow in it. And therefore the people are just like a thing of grass. They are withered like grass. They are shriveled like little growths. But nonetheless, the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to stand forever. So don't worry. Nonetheless, do your part. Do whatever you need to do when the prophets do their part. And eventually HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring everything back. On a high mountain that will come up to you with a Maseret Zion, right? The one who is the herald of Yerushalayim. That's why it's called the Maseret. The mountain that is opposite Yerushalayim is Mevaseret Zion. That's where Eliyahu HaNavi is going to call out to Yerushalayim that things will be okay. I don't know if Mevaseret is still worthy of that, but maybe. Ariva Bakokole, call out with strength your voice. Mevaseret Yerushalayim, the herald of Yerushalayim. Arimi Al Tiroi, let it out loud. Don't be afraid. Say to the city of Judah, behold thy God. Hine Hashem Elokim Machazok Yavo. Behold, Hashem Elokim will come very strongly. He's rolling Mashlo. His arm will be ruling in his scarlet. He will reward those who deserve reward and unfortunately punish those who deserve punishment. And everything he's going to do is going to be right in front of him, and you will see it all with your very own eyes. And you'll understand it all. You won't have to ask any questions. Kiroya Ezro, like a shepherd with his flock. Year A, he will shepherd others. Ezro Yikabit Swayim. With his arm, he will gather together the sheep. And so to the young ones in his lap, he will guide them all the way through. He will guide the weak, the small ones that are there. Mima Gad Basha'alo, who is going to measure the Basha'alo Mayim? Among the palm, the waters. Shamayim Bazeret Tikain. And the heavens, Bazeret Tikain. He'll set it up with his little finger. That's what he's going to do. The Choba Shalish Afra Aret. And all, he will, all the dust of the land, right? He will measure them out. The Shaka Bathal Sarim, who grows the Mosaim, he's going to weigh, right, with a level, the mountains and the hills with a scale. I don't know what that means exactly, but I guess it means that he's going to knock down the gullahs and make sure everything is good. He's seeking his Ruach Hashem. Who is going to counsel the Spirit of God? The man men gave him advice, gave Hashem advice. As Mino Atvi Yivineu, who did he decide with, which he understood, by Lamdeu Ba'orach Mishpat, in which he learned the ways of Mishpat, Lamdeu Das, in which he learned Das, Vederach Tbunos Yodienu, and taught him the way of understanding. How can I just prevent God from redeeming his people? Right? Who can tell God what to do? Are you going to try to tell God what to do? Hey, Goyim Kamar Bigli. The Goyim are like a drop in the bucket. Now, with like the dust on a scale. Hanim Kadaki Toli picks up the islands like a piece of dust. It's actually pretty cool. Picking them all up all the way through. It happens to be very interesting because islands in the middle of the sea, right, are not floating. You know what I'm saying? They're all the way down. So it is really cool how, like, there's just like an island that comes up on top. Right? If islands were floating, what? All the way down to the bottom of the sea. They go all the way down.
They don't move.
If they didn't, they'd be everywhere. Hawaii would just be part of California eventually. But it's part of, like, it's a whole big thing. So it is really, really cool. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu will lift up the islands completely. Meaning it could be that he's going to make it like a huge land. Atlantis will finally come back. Pangea will finally be, right? Ain going my locus, so that's what it says. And then it says in Pasuk Tes Zayin, Ulivanon, Ain Day Boyer, and Livanon, there is not enough to burn. Chayasu Ain Day Ola. There's not enough animals to be able to bring his olas, because the non Jews are going to want to bring korbanos. They're going to say, like, oh, we got to bring stuff. There's not enough animals in the world for that to happen. Kol Agoyim Ka'ayin Negdo, all of the nations are like nothing to him. May Ephes Maso Nechshu Velo, everything that you bring, no matter what you do, because they're like nothing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You can bring all the billions of animals in the world, and it doesn't make a difference. That's not enough to bring his korbanos. What can you define that you can compare to God, right? What vision can you attribute to him? The idol will be made by, I guess, a smith, cast by a smith. And a refiner of gold, Yurakan, will make it. Right? So too, it'll be cast for its silver chains. Hamisukan Shuma 8, right? The poor, I don't know what that means. Hamisukan Shuma 8, low year calf. I don't know. The poor will choose a rock-proof tree.
Choose a tree that does not rot.
Okay, very good. Yivkor. Harosh Chacham Yivakishlo. A skilled sculptor will be looked for. Mahakan Pesel Lo Yimo. To prepare a long-lasting idol. So the idea is like this. Obviously, the idiots go ahead and try to find idol, wooden gods or silver gods or whatever it is in order to find. But how can they compare to a Kadosh Baruch Hu? Pesek Chabalot. Halo Seidu. Halo Sishmo. Don't you know? Haven't you heard? Halo Hu God Meirosh. Didn't you know originally? Lachem. Halo Avinos and Moses Art. Do you not understand the earth's whole foundation? Don't you understand from looking at the world itself what God is and what God can do? Ayosh Bokhu Garet. He sits on the world's axis. Yoshech HaChagavim. The dwellers like grasshoppers. Hanotik Adok Shamayim. He spreads out the heavens like a curtain. Mayim Tachin Kol HaShavet. And he stretches them out like a tent for dwelling. He allows everything to be to him like a little abode, like a little house of his. Hanosim Rosim La'ayim. He makes princes into nothing. Shofar Katol HaSaw. He makes all the judges into absolute nothingness. Abbal Nito, Abbal Zerou, Abbal Shorish Barat Gizam, Megam Nashapam, Yivashu, Usar Kikash Yisayin. As if they weren't planted, if they weren't put into the ground, right? As if their trunk had not taken root at all. He blows on them, and they're immediately dried up. A wind is going to carry them away like straw, like chaff. That's what's going to be with all these nations of the world that feel like they have to worship Abu Dhabi. Amitin Amyun, who can we compare you to? Ashveh, Yomar Kadosh, right? What can we say, says the Holy One. Lift up your eyes, right? And see who created all this. Who calls out all the stars by their number. Calls all them out by a name. Whose power and great might they leave none of them out. Just know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a plan throughout all the stars. The stars also help fit the plan of the world. And each one of them has a name. There's a name for each one of the stars. And there's so many billions and trillions of stars. Imagine. Can you imagine having somebody call out and say, each clump of dirt has a different name to me? People always ask me in my fish tank at home, oh, do you name all your fish? There are 50 fish in there. No, I do not have names for 50 different fish. What is it? That's A, and that's B, and that's C, and that's triple A. Like, oh, well, no, I'm not naming my fish. That's what a Kurdish Baruch Hu looks at. Lama Soyim Mar Yahim. I had enough time trying to remember everybody here. Lama Somer Yaakov. Not anymore. Lama Somer Yaakov is Dabri Yisrael. Why do you say Yaakov, but speak out Yisrael? Mr. Darkin Hashem Elokei Mishpat Hayavor. My ways are hidden from a Kurdish Baruch Hu and from my God. My Mishpat will pass. Okay, so why do you say Jewish people that a Kurdish Baruch Hu doesn't see your travails. Of course, Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Hakadosh Baruch Hu knows everything that's going on. Very quickly, by the way, why in the world do we say out Yaakov? We should not be Yisrael. You should say Yisrael. Here's the shot. Elokei Avraham. Elokei Yitzchak. Elokei. Why not Yisrael? Why do we say Yaakov? We should not be Yisrael. You should say out Yisrael. Wouldn't that be the nice one?
Yaakov in time of downtrod.
But why? Well, I don't understand. Someone asked. It should be when we're speaking to God. It should be Yisrael.
Yeah, but current, even in your most low times, you've got God.
Yeah, that's definitely true, but that's not the point of Shemot Esrei. Shemot Esrei is when we're praising God, we're on the highest level. It should be a Elokei Yisrael. It really should be, because that's the highest level that you can get to. So why is it? The answer is because altogether, Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov is 5, 4, and 4. 5 plus 4 plus 4. 5 letters, 4 letters, 4 letters. 5 plus 4 plus 4 is 13 altogether. Cancel the word Echad. Okay? Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, Leah is 3, 4, 3, 3. 3, 4, 3, 3 is also 13. Echad. 13 plus 13 is Yudke Valke. Right? It stands for the Shem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, putting them all together, they have the Shem of Vaya that comes together like this. Why do you say Yaakov and not Yisrael? Well, we already know that God bless Shemecha, right? I'll make your name great, said by Avraham Avinu. And Rashi says that we're going to say Avraham, Elokei Avraham, in our Shemon Esrei. That's what we're going to say, right? Mistra Darki Me Hashem. Because my way has to include Yudke Valke. And if it's got to be 26, then it's either Yaakov or Avraham. So we say Yaakov instead of Yisrael, because Mr. Darkin Yashem Elokai Mishpat Yavor, and therefore Elokai, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, Mishpat Yavor. That's where my Mishpat passes, and that's why I do it Elokei Yaakov. Cool little remez, right? It's a little remez from the pasuk. Here we go. Finish off the pasuk here. Pasuk Chav Ches. Haliyadatim Loshmati. Don't you know? Haven't you heard? Elokei Olam Hashem Borik Tzelvos Haaretz. He made the ends of the world. Lo Yap Lo Yiga. He never tires. He never wearies. Ain't also there's no end to the investigation. He gives the weary all of their power. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of those people that are weak. The young men have become tired and weary. Even people that are young are going to stumble. They're going to mess up, right? No matter how great they are, whatever it is, they're always going to be a mess up. I saw a statistic once that for all the shots that Michael Jordan made at the end, you know, at the end of the game, I forgot what it was. Like, he somehow won like 37 games or something like that with last second shot, he lost 24 of them. Got what it was. Something like that. But he lost 24. 24 games that he lost. Because he missed the shot at the end of the game. It's more than that. I can't remember exactly. Anyway, guys, the Kovi Hashem. So they messed up. Young people messed up. The Kovi Hashem Echlipu Koyach. Those who hope for our Kodesh Baruch Hu and the Gavin Hashem, they'll be able to find new, renewed strength. Yadu Ever Kodesharim, they're going to find their wings like eagles. Yorutsu, they'll run. While you go, they'll never be tired. Yoku lo yafu. They will go. They will never, ever weary. That's what's going to happen. They're never going to be tired. They're all just going to be perfectly fine, and nothing's going to happen to them. Stop with that. We're going to have chapter 4.